Imagine having a celestial companion, a guardian angel who is always by your side, watching over you and guiding you towards your ultimate destination, heaven. While we may know about this divine gift, how often do we truly acknowledge and engage with our guardian angel, allowing their presence to enrich our lives? Stay tuned to hear the stories.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's stories are sourced from the book Padre Pio, The Unknown Miracles of the Saint with the Stigmata, written by José María Zavala. Within its pages, Zavala shares two astonishing testimonies from spiritual daughters of Padre Pio about the requests they made to their guardian angels and the incredible outcomes that followed. Listen to this. In 1923, the convent in San Giovanni Rotondo received a new guideline concerning Padre Pio's mail correspondences. Padre Pio was ordered to stop all his communications and was forbidden from responding to any incoming mail. Now, many of you certainly know that Padre Pio would receive bags and bags of mail. So as you can imagine, this newly imposed restriction caused great concern among his spiritual children, who relied greatly on his spiritual guidance and help. And many of them came to express their unhappiness. "Padre, and now, how are we going to communicate with you?" someone from the crowd asked. "Send me all your requests through your guardian angel," Padre Pio profoundly proclaimed. Now, while Padre Pio's solution for their communication problem may have seemed unusual to some, what follows is a testimony to the great effectiveness of Padre Pio's proposal, guardian angels. A spiritual daughter named Ventrella shares her fascinating account. "One morning, I was a little late to attend Padre Pio's Mass, because he celebrated it very early." She's of course referring to Padre Pio's 5 a.m. Mass. "I confidently said to my guardian angel, 'Come on, my angel, see where Padre Pio is, and tell him to wait a bit. As a sign that my request was fulfilled, take off his skull cap.' Indeed, on that morning, without knowing why, Padre Pio delayed going to the altar. I arrived at the church just as he was climbing the steps. After Mass, I went to the sacristy and saw how Padre Pio was flustered, rummaging through the ornaments, opening drawers. I asked him what he was looking for, and he replied that it was his skull cap, of course. At that moment, he found it stuck in his hood. Then, with a smile, I explained the task I had given my guardian angel. Padre Pio looked at me very expressively, as if to say, 'So finally you believe.'" End of our first testimony. In our second testimony, we explore the experience of Raquelina Russo, who, like Ventrella, came to firmly believe in the existence of guardian angels. However, her approach earned her a reprimand from Padre Pio. Listen to this. "One day, Raquelina made her way to the convent, which was 2 kilometers from her home, so quite a walking distance. She wanted to speak with Padre Pio regarding some spiritual matters that were causing her distress. However, she was informed by the friars that Padre Pio did not wish to see her. As you can imagine, this left Raquelina feeling hurt, offended even. So, when she returned home, she angrily ordered her guardian angel, 'Come on, come on, my angel. Tell Padre Pio that I am very angry with him and the religious at the convent for being so inconsiderate towards me. Convey all my bitterness and tell him that tomorrow I will not attend Mass nor receive communion. Hurry, my angel, Go and tell him." Shortly after, Raquelina was surprised to find some friars from the convent at her doorstep. They came to deliver a message from Padre Pio. "Tell Raquelina not to receive communion tomorrow." Raquelina was petrified, but the story doesn't end here. The next morning, Raquelina made her way back to the convent. As she was waiting at the entrance, she heard Padre Pio's voice. "Very well, so you use your guardian angel as if he were your little servant. You send him to me, and in what manner, with what demands, and all to tell me a bunch of complaints." Raquelina didn't know what to say. She only managed to ask, "So he already came and told you everything?" "Yes, yes," replied Padre Pio. "He came to tell me everything. The angel is not disobedient or angry like you." End of testimony. Now, I have the impression that adults rarely, if ever, ask their guardian angel for assistance. However, the Church teaches that from the beginning of our life until death, we are under the watchful care and intercession of our guardian angel. As St. John Vianney profoundly stated, "Our guardian angels are our most faithful friends, because they are with us day and night, always and everywhere. We ought often to invoke them." For parents, invoking the guardian angels of their children can offer reassurance and trust in divine protection. It is a valuable practice that aligns with the Church's teaching on the importance of acknowledging and seeking the intercession of these celestial companions. So there you have it. If this video doesn't inspire you to build a deeper relationship with your guardian angel, I don't know what will. However, if any of you watching have a story to tell about your experience with guardian angels, please write it down in the comments section below or send us an email at info@followingpadrepio.org. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories, or our playlist of Padre Pio thoughts for the day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find a link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.